This is why you were telling me that your father owned a blacksmith shop on the other side of town.
No, he was working for someone else.
Oh, he was working for someone else on the other side of town, huh? And that's when he started watching ball games over on that side.
Yeah. They had, well, the blacksmith shop was, say, like on this corner and down a little further, they had the baseball place. And so you used to have a crowd down there and had no place to sit, but you'd stand around.
Oh, you didn't have bleachers or anything to sit?
You didn't know that.
Watched the game standing?
Mm-hmm.
Or sitting on the grass around
right,
it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about over here now when you played here? Did they have places to sit?
Yeah, they built the, you know, those seats with the...
The bleachers. Bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
Bleacher type seats?
Yeah.
Talking about with no backs and
no
rows
back,
and rows?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But they did have that kind of seat already.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you something else. Oh, did they ever do anything like sell food or commercial
or drinks?
Yes,
they used to sell food. They sell drinks and hot dogs. Yeah.
Who was enterprising enough to do that? Who were the people that did that?
Well, I guess it was mostly the teachers. I don't know. I was smaller. But I think it must have been the teachers or even some of the townspeople.
Some people. Now, these games were all played by black teams. These were all black teams that you watched, and everybody
that
came was usually black. And
well, the whites would come and look at
them. Well, the whites would come and because they ain't sure. They love sports.
Yeah, they'd come and look at them.
They really would.
Played with them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But they didn't play?
No.
Just spectators?
Mm-hmm.
Would they buy any of the food?
Yes.
Was it only blacks selling the food?
Yes.
Because
it was all black.
So the blacks would sell the food and the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of a more casual way of selling it than we do today, probably. Just whoever happened to bring food that day to sell it and stuff.
Yeah.
What kinds of food? Was it like hot dogs or
hot dogs and
soda
drinks, mostly drinks and ice cream. They would churn ice cream, you know.
They churned. They made homemade ice cream. Did they make it right there?
No, they would make it and bring it.
Oh, I see. So make it at home, bring it, and sell ice cream. They sell in cones or cups or what?
Cups or whatever. I think they finally got cones, but they used to start out with just on a saucer, you know, something like that.
A little saucer of
it.
A saucer rather than a paper cup? I mean, they actually used little saucers back then? Would you have to bring them back or what? Or were they disposable cups? Do you remember?
I think they were mostly disposable.
Uh-huh. Was something just they could throw away.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, this is fascinating.
Yeah, very.
Do you remember what kind of ice cream? Was it like vanilla, chocolate, or?
Well, mostly vanilla.
All vanilla, pretty
mostly
much?
Mostly vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Very seldom in any other.
So there really wasn't that much choice. You just got vanilla ice cream
just
and soft drinks.
Something cool.
Yeah, that's good, because it's hot. Did these teams play all summer long? Or was it just in the spring or fall?
Well, they would have games, you know, when they get together and make up, let's have a game, we're going to have like Central could come down or Clemson to come down and play whenever they could get up a game.
Whenever they could get together.
Yeah.
But the time of year would probably be spring and summer, right?
Because
that's
all
baseball
working
season.
People, you know.
Oh, sure. So that's why they were on the weekend, too.
And they'd have to practice in the evening after they get off from work.
Oh, so they would have evening practices. And you said you think that your father's favorite possession then was his blacksmith shop and his work.
No. He was just working there before he was able to.
I mean his own, the one that he had here at this house was his favorite thing, his blacksmith shop.
Oh,
and his love for baseball were probably the two big things you remember about him.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a child, did you have an adult that you admired the most? Was it someone that you really admired a lot? Looked up to?
I had one of my mother's cousins. She lives in Charleston, and I used to admire her.
Wow, why did you think so much of her?
I don't know, the way she dressed. Oh, she was such a dresser. I had always loved clothes, even when I was a child. And she would bring us her old things, and we loved them just like they were new.
Mm.
My mother would have to fix them over, you know, make them over. But we thought that we were getting dressed up because she thought it was.
She was very stylish then.
Very stylish. Not
a lot of nice looking clothes.
Mm-hmm. And my mother's baby sister was the same way. She lived in New York. I went up to stay with her a year when I was 10 years old. And I came back home, and I went to school a whole year up there. And I came back home, and everybody said, talking so proper, nobody can understand nothing you say.
Now, this was when you were 10 years old, mm-hmm. and you went to live in New York for a year mm-hmm. with this same cousin?
Aunt. My
aunt. Oh, the aunt, not
my
this cousin.
My mother's baby sister.
Oh, your mother's baby sister. You mm-hmm. stayed with her for a year
mm-hmm.
and went to school and yeah. everything. Do you remember that year real well?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember the most that you liked about it?
Well, I just liked the schools, and we did so many more different things than we had chance to do home mm-hmm. here at home, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was just so enlightening. And my aunt wanted me to stay and go to school, but her husband didn't.
Oh.
So I just stayed 1 year, and she had to let me come home. Because mm-hmm. she wanted me to stay and go to school.
Right.
Get my education from 10 years up. But he didn't. So
did you have your own room there to stay? Or?
Yeah. She had an apartment. I had my own room. And on weekends, she'd send me up to Mount Vernon to another aunt I had up there that had children.
Oh, nice.
They'd go up so they could be entertained and go out on weekends, you know.
So you had someone that you played with as well.
Yeah, cousins, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you weren't alone. I mean,
no.
Yeah, that's really nice.
But it was so nice, and I came back, I was so up the.
They couldn't understand you. Oh, my.
But it was lovely.
Mm. But the schools were nicer there and bigger and more.
And you got, you were exposed to so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Were able to do more things.
Mm-hmm.
What about an adult that you liked most as a child? Do you remember one that you really liked?
Well, this aunt that I stayed with in New York, I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And this one in Charleston, I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cousin, my mother's cousin, was a member of our church. Now, I loved her just like a mother almost.
Mm.
She went to Cleveland. She and her husband went to Cleveland 1 year, and let's see, I was 17 or 18. I went one summer to visit her and spent the summer with her.
In Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. And I just had such a grand plan.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you had quite a few role models and people that you really looked up to.
Oh, yes,
cousins
I had.
And all.
Mm-hmm. I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a teacher. She was a cousin of my mother's, too, but she was strict. But she would make you learn.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might hit on this again. My next question is, what were some of your happiest childhood moments? Would that be that year? Well, you tell me what they are. I shouldn't assume. You probably...
Well, those were my happy days. Because when I came home, everybody making fuss over me, that was a happy time.
So you were very happy while you were there, and it was happy when you came home because of all the attention you received.
That's right.
So around the time when you were 10, you say would be probably your happiest moment, being about 1918, would be your happiest moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That really is. Well, when you were a child, did you have any feeling about being black?
I didn't know anything about it. We didn't know anything about color.
Right. You really mm-hmm. didn't know back then.
No.
How about whites? Well, same thing. The same question.
Well, I mean, we knew they were white people. Then.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's all. And the light people, they weren't any different than us
mm-hmm.
at that time.
By light, you mean people who were mixed and who were more...
Yeah.
Lighter in color than you were,
yes,
but not white.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we were talking about your happiest year, and I figured that was 1918, we may have touched on this earlier about the World War One. You said that no one in your family went into the service, or was...
My mother's brother went.
That's right. But no one, it didn't affect their lives or anything.
No.
Do you remember anything about your own life that World War One affected or?
No, I can't say a thing that I can remember a thing about.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. when you were about 10 was just about the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was 1918. And I just wondered if you remember anything about like the armistice or the end of the World War mm-hmm. or any anything happening, if it affected you at all when you were 10. Well,
my uncle came home having this fine uniform. We loved him in that.
Oh, you remembered him coming home with a fancy uniform, a nice looking uniform. Yeah. Oh. So, that's right, because you've been just about 10 when he came home.
Yeah.
But he didn't go overseas or anything.
No.
No, he was
No, he didn't go overseas.
Okay.
Well, my brother went in the Army. He was in service, too. He didn't go overseas.
He didn't either.
No. Mm-hmm. My son went in service. He was in the Navy. He never went overseas.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So none of your family really went overseas? No. In service. No. Okay. We were talking about some of your happiest childhood moments in your year in New York. Did you have, did you have nicer clothes then or anything when you
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was clothes crazy. Mm-hmm. That's where my money went for clothes.
Right.
Yeah, and I worked at Barbatello a while and I could get things in there, you know.
Do you think you went back to New York when you were older because of that year that you spent when you were little? Do you think that's one of the reasons?
I think so.
That sort of brought you back there, those memories.
Yeah.
But did you find it different?
Oh, of course. Then I had to work. Before I was going to school.
So. Right. So it was a big difference.
Big difference. And had to clothe myself and feed myself, you know.
Yeah.
It was a big difference, all right. But I loved it. I used to like it. If I could get about in the city just like in a city person.
Yeah, you didn't have any trouble getting around.
No,
then.
Not me.
Uh-uh. Going back to when you were small and went to New York and came back. Once everybody stopped making all the hubbub about you, was it sort of a letdown to be here?
Yeah.
It was. And you had to go back to being an ordinary person again.
Going to school, going back to school, you know.
And going back here instead of New York where you thought it was a little special.
Yeah.
Right. Before I get to my last question, I met you at the really nice Black History program that they had over at the center.
Oh, yes.
And you won a very nice award, a lovely award. I wonder if you tell us about your award that you won that night. I see your plaque is hanging up.
Yeah, and it was just such a surprise to me. I can't tell anything because I was shocked. I was in shock.
And what was that award for? You
remember? For working over there.
For putting in time at the center.
Working. Yeah, working, and I was president, and I was treasurer, and I was vice president, and I've been working with it ever since I came home.
So this was an award in honor of everything you had done.
I put
the
on
center.
Things to raise money. I have singings on Saturday night. I'd have big singings on Saturday night. Put on concerts and all kind of things. Sell food. Would go out there and ask people to bring food, you know, and go out there and sell cakes and pies. And did all kind of things to raise money.
Right.
So that's what they honored.
Well, they should have. And what is the name of the center, for those of us that don't know? The name of the, it's a community center, and what is its name? Pendleton Community Center?
Pendleton Community Center.
Pendleton Community Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's been around how long? From the 60s?
Well, what's this, 90?
Yeah, we're at 1990 now.
Well, I'm trying to think when they closed that school over there, see, because that was where we used to go to school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I have to try to think of.
Yeah, it may have been later than that, more like the 70s. And I'm trying to think that night what they said, and I can't remember.
I'm saying the same thing, because that's when we started work, when they closed the school and moved the school out to Riverside, way out on the other side of town, outside of town, and they deeded that property to us.
Okay. Now, you mentioned another award. Oh, the one over the fireplace. Now, what award is that?
That's from the choir. I was a member of the choir at the church.
Oh, for a very long time?
Yes, and I retired because of my age. I couldn't get up and down the steps.
Oh.
My voice is just as strong as it ever was, but I had trouble getting up and down. We have to walk up some stairs to get up on the choir. So I just retired because I was having so much trouble. I was vice president of the choir. And so I told him I thought it best for me to get out.
Yes, ma'am. I think I talked to you about music before. Did you remember any favorite hymns or songs? Or?
Oh, I was looking for some books here last night when I was looking for some things. I had so many favorites because music is whatever. I just love music. And I was looking at these songs we used to sing. And I gave one of my neighbors out there a book this morning. I went to walk and I took a book to her. Don't turn around. Oh, we used to sing that song. Oh, and I asked one son, I said, why don't y'all sing that song? She said, you know, I forgot about it myself. So I said, well, I got the music. I'm going to bring it.
I don't know what I know, Don't Turn Around. Can you do any bars for me?
No, because no. I can't remember this. Don't turn around. Oh. Don't turn around. But it's a beautiful song.
Oh, it sounds good. I'm sure being a choir, you have to do harmony and have your voices mingled. But I guess what I was trying to say is, were you ever a soloist?
I did a solo a couple of times, but I get nervous. I have a strong voice, but I get very nervous.
You prefer to sing with the whole body. A lot of people do. That's fine, even when they have real good voices.
Yeah. And I used to pick out songs for them to sing, you know, and we'd practice and sing. And it was my life, that choir was my life, and I was president of the usher board too.
Oh my.
In my young days. So I was active in everything I could do in the church.
Well, you're a pretty active woman today. I know I've had trouble getting a hold of you to interview. You still, take care of children in the morning?
Well, yes. But I had to let them go because people don't train their children anymore.
Oh.
And I just had to let them go because I told them, I am 81 years old and I can't be bothering children. Mm. I mean,
when they don't behave.
And you see, they have them so spoiled. Mm-hmm. You try to chastise them. Well, that's just like cutting their head off or something because they're not supposed to be chastised. And if I take care of one, I'm going to chastise them.
Right, he has to behave for you.
That's right, and I tell them all. So I told him, best for you to take your children home.
Well, I think you're right.
I can use the money, but I can't use the aggravation.
No, it's too hard when you have to start from scratch.
And I try to treat them just like I treat my own.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to mind me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just had to let her go. Her husband called me after she went home. And he tried to, I said, look, what I said, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this was just recently then, because you were caring for him last time I talked to you. Right.
Last weekend.
Right.
And see, the first thing, when people start messing with the money, they were supposed to pay me on Thursday. I didn't get my pay until Saturday.
Oh, dear, yeah.
So I said, well, not but my money. I want my money when I finish work. I called him. Friday night, she hadn't bought the money. You know, I forgot about it.
No, Jay.
Now, how are you going to forget you owe somebody? Mm. I said, well, that's no business. Well, I'll bring it out there tomorrow, which was Friday. I said, well, don't come Friday until the afternoon. Well, be after 2 o'clock. She came here Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So I said, well, now let me stop messing with money. That's bad. Don't want nobody messing with my money when I work for it.
No, you surely don't.
Especially with children like that. Children is care. Mm-hmm. You got to take care of them.
Yeah.
That's all I do is take care of children. I got some white people uptown here in Pelham. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't want anybody to take care of their children no more than me.
You were the one that always took care of their children? Mm-hmm.
They have one little girl and she's
black. Oh, you still take care of one.
And they took me to Greenville to have my car painted.
Oh, they're the ones that took
care of you. Yeah, he drove over there so I wouldn't have a long drive.
So you still do take care of some
I still take care of a couple of days. She goes to kindergarten. She's only 3, but she's a big, big little girl for 3.
Uh-huh.
And, since she got so much sense.
But does she mind you and her parents expect you to?
Huh?
Does she mind you then and her parents expect you
when
to?
When they're not around.
When they're not? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, children always put on for their parents.
And I tell them, see, I tell them, I say, now, if you don't do what I say, you know, we're not going to do so and so.
Right. They usually want to do whatever.
Yeah.
If you could have changed one thing about your life, something that could have been different, what would it be?
I would have gone on and finished college.
I almost knew that that's what you
That's what
say.
I say every yes, night daily in my prayer.
Because you weren't able to finish. Mm-hmm. You went to Hampton Institute as a high school student, and how much did you go? I forgot.
It was the fourth year. They had a strike. Mm-hmm. And you see, I was supposed to stay on the campus. I went home with my girlfriend.
Oh. So did you attend any college at all? Did you have a...
I went to college in Raleigh, New York, night school.
Night school, that's right. You did tell me that. Mm-hmm. But you didn't get to go to Hampton Institute for the regular college. Mm-hmm. So that's really your biggest regret.
Regret.
Was
really
not,
is.
Not mm-hmm. doing your college education. Mm-hmm.
But my mother wanted me to be a teacher so badly. She did.
You would have been a good teacher, too.
I'm sure I would have. Yeah, I would have been a good teacher. You know, I just, when you're young, you get foolish ideas and go around with foolish people. So, well, I regret it till the day I die.
But I think, well, just knowing you and talking to you this way, I think you've had a really full, nice life, though.
Well, I can't complain too much, but just things I could have done.
Yeah, I think we all have those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But your big thing was that you
didn't
go to college.
Because I had a chance to go. If I hadn't had a chance, you know, then I wouldn't feel bad because I know I couldn't afford it, but I had a chance to go and didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. I missed something now. I thought you couldn't continue because you couldn't afford it. Well, what happened that you didn't go then?
I left. My mother wanted me to... I asked her to let me go to New York and I work and go to school.
That's right, that's right.
And she gave in to me.
She gave in to you instead of making you stay at college. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in my thinking, I was thinking that you all ran out of money and didn't get to go. But it was your persuading her to let you go
mm-hmm.
to New York rather than go to Hampton and stay.
Mm-hmm. So?
Was it something to do with that strike? You said a strike?
Yeah, during the time we were in high school there. They had the strike.
What kind of a strike was that?
Well, to this day, I couldn't explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
But I know it was a strike. Boy, we were so glad to get off campus. I had a friend that lived in Norfolk.
Uh-huh.
I went home with her. Didn't ask her if she said anything. I just went.
Yeah.
Boy, when they called them back, they called everybody back. Did I get it? And I got my ticket.
You mean from Scottish? From school. Now, did you actually graduate from high school at Hampton Institute, or did you not?
Did
you graduate from high school?
I didn't get to graduate. That was my graduating year.
That was the year you were to graduate from high school, and you didn't actually because of you left and went to Norfolk?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
So then when I came home, they called me to come back, and I told my mother I wasn't going back to spending more of her money.
Uh-huh.
So she said, well, you know, I wanted you to finish school so you could be a teacher. She talked to me. I had the sweetest mother in the world. And so I could say, Mom, say, if you let me go to New York, I'll go to night school and work and save you with money.
Did you ever finish high school then? Did you get your high school diploma?
No.
So you never got your high school diploma?
No.
Oh.
No.
And that's your other big regret, right?
That's going to college.
That's it. Oh, my. Well, I could tell you some of mine, too. Oh, well, that's real interesting. I know we talked about this yesterday, last week, and I knew that you had gone to Hampton Institute as an undergraduate, but it just didn't, I mean, as a high school student, but I guess I didn't quite get the picture that you didn't graduate from there either. And more from your own ideas and willfulness than anything else, huh? If we only knew when we were young what
That's
we know
right.
now, right?
Now. If I only knew then what I know now.
Oh, how many of us have said that and how often, right?
Oh, how often
Story about
I said
love.
It.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee.
And I've got the nicest son, but just that I regret.
Did your son go to school? Did he graduate from high school and go
yes.
to college?
Mm-hmm.
Did he go to college, too?
He went to college. For the
Where'd he go to college?
The Allen University.
Well, you should be, I guess you're proud of that, then, that your son graduated
from college. Mm-hmm. But he didn't graduate from college.
Oh, he didn't get a college no. degree. He just went for a while.
He went in service.
Well, that's he's the one that was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was he stationed? Was he stationed in
Washington? He was in California.
Oh, San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been real interesting talking to you. And
well,
it's been nice to have met you and everything, and I hope I didn't give you your death of cold out in the yard.
No, that's a moment. No, it just brings back memories, that's all.
I was going to say, this interview has made you think of some things you haven't thought of in a long time, hasn't it? Everybody's told me that. They've really gone down into thinking about things
yeah.
they haven't thought of in years.
Yes, it does. It sure does. Well, what you going to do? That's life.
That's right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for your
well,
time.
Thank you for coming.
I know the Historical Society will appreciate all the information
you
gave us.
Would you like a glass of ginger ale?
I'd love something. Thanks.